do we figure out the difference between stress and being low thyroid? A lot of the patients I see, of course, are women and their moms. And so sometimes I get the question, well, how do I know that I'm not just stressed out and it's not low thyroid? Well, let's try to figure that out. Let's determine and answer the question whether or not you're just a stressed out mom or whether you really are low thyroid. Well, first we can look at the symptoms. What if you had these symptoms? Fatigue, unexplained weight gain, constipation, brittle nails, cold hands and feet, and joint pain. Well, first of all, you wouldn't like life very much because that would certainly be unpleasant. But those symptoms could easily be symptoms of just a stress response, a very bad one, or it could mean that you are actually low thyroid. And you have to determine the correct answer to that question because the correct answer will help you determine the correct way to manage it. Because if you treat a low thyroid problem as if it's a stress problem, you're not going to get rid of those symptoms. And if you treat a stress problem as if it's low thyroid, I mean, it's like this, you know, wrong treatment for the wrong condition, you're not going to get good results from it. So let's explain that for a second. If you're low thyroid, what does that even mean? Well, it means for some reason, your body is not responding to the thyroid hormones that you make. It doesn't mean, by the way, that you don't make enough thyroid hormones. Now, that's one kind of low thyroidism. But there is actually about 24 different kinds of ways that the thyroid hormone physiology can go wrong. The most common one, by far, is called Hashimoto's. Hashimoto's is actually an autoimmune disease in which your immune system attacks and destroys your thyroid gland. And since your thyroid gland is how you make thyroid hormones, over time your thyroid hormone levels go down and down and down and you start suffering the consequences. So what do thyroid hormones even do in your body? Well, thyroid hormones, every cell in your body has a little receptor for thyroid hormones. They're critical to normal body function. Most people associate thyroid hormones with, you know, being your body temperature or, you know, whether you gain weight or not. And certainly thyroid hormones have a direct relationship to your metabolic rate, right? Basically, think of it like this. You know, when you get in your car and you turn the key on and you don't have your foot on the gas pedal, that car is idling, it's running. Well, how fast it idles, that's kind of what your thyroid hormones do. They basically set your basal metabolic idle. And so they have a lot to do with your ability to gain weight or lose weight. But thyroid hormones are also important for every single body system. They're important for brain development. So how do you determine if it's stress versus low thyroid? Well, there's really no way to do it based on symptoms. What you have to do is actually get tested. And for a stress response, what you want to do is something like an adrenal stress index using salivary testing to look at cortisol levels and DHEA, etc. But you really should at the same time get a thyroid workup. Now let me tell you, if you go to your family doctor, your GP, or even probably your endocrinologist, they're not going to want to run the complete thyroid panel you need to do to find out if you've got a thyroid problem. What they're going to want to run is a TSH, probably by itself, and TSH stands for thyroid stimulating hormone. And without going into all the science of that, a TSH level is only going to pick up only get you in the ballpark for two of those 24 possible reasons. Two. Now, they may want to run a T4 along with it, which gets you a little more in the ballpark. But really, for a full thyroid workup, there's a bunch of different markers you have to run. There's TSH, T4, T3, T3 uptake, and most importantly, TPO antibodies and thyroglobulin antibodies, because those two antibody tests will tell you if you've got Hashimoto's. And Hashimoto's is an autoimmune condition. Now, what you got to understand is an autoimmune condition means your immune system is attacking you. You no longer tolerate yourself. And that puts your whole body on the menu. And so having a thyroid autoimmune attack is awful because it can produce those symptoms we just talked about, fatigue, unexplained weight gain, depression, all those things. But it leads to more autoimmune attack on other tissues. So it's a quality of life threatening condition. So how do you know if it's just stressed out because you're an active mom or if you have hypothyroidism? Well, the only way to find out is to get tested, to get the right test. So for the adrenal testing, a lot of people do different saliva testing, but you got to find someone who understands how to interpret that because I'm telling you, if you go to the wrong person, they're going to want to put you on cortisol or hormones right away, and that is a major mistake. You don't need hormones right away. You have to find someone who understands how that whole thing worked without just blindly writing a script for hormones or giving you some supplement that said, hey, take these hormones because your adrenal glands are weak. There's a lot more investigation that has to happen. Now, to determine if it's thyroid, you got to do the right workup. And there's about 7 to 8 different markers you need to have a doctor do to find out what pattern is going on. Hashimoto's is by far the most common and the most concerning, but other causes are a stress response. A stress response can cause low thyroid symptoms. So the point is, it gets very complex. You got to find someone who understands a functional way of looking at your complaint rather than just saying, hey, you have fatigue, weight gain, and constipation, take this.